Welcome to the Decision Makeover Podcast with Mike Whitaker. You or someone you know will like today's big decision topic. Before I get to it, please voice record your questions and email them to me at decisions@mikewhitaker.com. We've been receiving great questions for this podcast. Keep them coming. So today's topic involves the biggest purchase we make in our lives, and it involves our money and flexibility, making this a very big decision. Let's take 5 minutes and dig in. Here's our audience question.
Hi, Mike. My husband and me are thinking about buying a house, and if so, when is the right time for that?
Short and sweet, a question packed with significant consequences. Thank you for the question. Owning a home and when, that's a biggie decision. I have owned 4 homes, and I've done this across several cities and economies that were going up as well as stagnant. So I feel confident we can have a very balanced discussion today. This is a fork in the road, buy or lease. Let's do a decision makeover process on buying a home. Here are the key decision makeover points I believe prospective home buyers need to absorb. 1. In order to make good decisions, we need to take the emotion out of this issue. The romantic notions about owning a home, a burning fireplace, manicured lawn, flower beds, put those aside for now. You can have those things, but as we know from my book, when our heads are full of emotion, we are the decisionator, and we struggle to fairly evaluate any decision. Clear your head and look at the facts. Remove feelings because they can lead to overbuying and mistakes. Don't be the decisionator. 2. Homeownership can be fun and a perfect fit at certain stages in your life. It's as American as apple pie and fireworks. And our government and cities want you to own homes, but don't let tradition taint your sensibilities in 2017. I think society likes to judge us by where we live, but that is no reason to make a decision that doesn't fit your best interests. This decision is unique to your circumstances and your goals. I used to think idealistically we should all own homes. I have a new way of looking at it today. 3. The average American will move more than 11 times in their lifetime. The intensity of moving decreases with age, but it's especially active before the age of 35. Career is the primary reason for so many moves. Let's remember this fact for later. 4. A home is an investment today, but it is not a good investment. A good investment returns profits. There is no way anyone can claim that anymore. Take this slow and replay this podcast to make some notes if needed. In 2017, home prices have bubbled back up due to our government's subsidized low interest rates, and there is a rampant speculation in many cities, driving prices up. Home prices must fall when the low interest rate party is over. For a home to be a good investment, you have to know you are staying put for many years and you have to buy low and sell high. So your timing must be perfect for this to be a good investment. However, there is nothing wrong with a mediocre investment if you decide homeownership is right for you, which is the biggest question today. 5. You've got to make a good financial calculation on your options. Consider getting some help from a CPA or financial planner to work this out. But a lot of you can do it yourself. Just be aware of the financial calculation. And the calculation you must make is leasing versus buying. I'd make 2 columns and write down the annual cost of ownership versus annual cost of leasing. Here are my personal calculations. Leasing basically involves rent, renter's insurance, and utilities. The rest of the costs are carried by the landlord. For homeowners, there's a much longer list, and a lot of these get forgotten. Write these down and investigate. You have your mortgage payment. Let's say you're considering purchasing a $300,000 home with a down payment of $30,000, so your mortgage is $270,000. For 20 years at 4.25%. This has a payment of $1,700 a month. Beyond the payment, you have a long list of unavoidable costs that are important to include in your decision. If you have less than 20% equity in your home, or you have not yet put at least 20% of the value of the home down, you will pay PMI, private mortgage insurance, costing 1% of the mortgage each year. Add an annual PMI cost of $2,700 to our example. Home property taxes are now about 1.5% of the value of the home every year, and in bigger cities, nearly 2%, at least $4,500 per year property tax expense for this $300,000 home. Another growing number is insurance on the home, hazard insurance. Insurance carriers have raised rates steadily to now cost 1% of the insured value of the home, so add another $3,000 insurance expense annually to your homeownership experience in our example. Next, add at least $2,000 per year for the increase in your utility costs, as people are surprised to learn that a home is more expensive to heat and cool than an apartment or condominium. Another sneaky home ownership expense is the cost of keeping the home sellable. This means that when you want to sell the home, you're going to upgrade it to current market conditions, or you will have to discount it severely. In my experience, this requires an investment of about 1% of the home's value every year. In a sense, this is depreciation, like on your car as you drive it. Styles age, white paint turns yellow, wood floors get scratched. You'll need new paint, new light fixtures, cabinets, carpet, concrete, etc. Roof, shingles. In real practice, home renovation comes in waves when we sell or every 7 to 10 years. I have never been able to escape the 1% per year cost to keep a home marketable. Add $3,000 per year for this $300,000 home for upgrades that make it marketable. Finally, there's the stuff that breaks, which you, the homeowner, must fix. You cannot call the landlord. From my experience, you will be fixing garage doors, appliances, toilets, sinks, cabinet doors, you name it. Add $1,500 per year for those things. So to total it up, owning a $300,000 home has a payment of $1,700 per month, plus my list of unavoidable costs for this home, that totals $16,700 per year or $1,400 per month, for a total of $3,100 per month. Now let's get our annual home mortgage interest deduction to help out. For that $270,000 mortgage, your annual interest cost is $11,500. Multiply that by your federal tax rate, let's say 20%, and you'll save $2,300 per year in taxes, which lowers our monthly home ownership cost to $2,900 per month for a $300,000 property. That is the amount of cash required to own this home each month. If you cannot easily handle this budget total with less than half your total household take-home income, for the home you're considering, you are stretched too thin. 6. Now that you have a real number for the cash out-of-your-pocket cost of home ownership, look at your lease options again. Find the lease alternatives that involve the cost of rent, utilities, and renter's insurance. Just looking at Zillow.com, I see many homes for rent in my area for significantly less than $2,000 per month, and certainly larger condos and apartments for much less than $2,000 per month. It is quite possible to lease for a total expense of under $2,300 per month in the same market as this $300,000 home purchase. So, from a financial calculation only, I see home ownership as a $600 per month cash out of your pocket premium cost over leasing. But it gets better when you look at where the mortgage payment goes. For this mortgage example, half of that monthly $1,700 payment goes toward equity, your ownership of the home, that you'll theoretically get back when you sell it. So from a monthly cash spend, it costs you about $600 more per month, in this example, to have this home versus leasing your best alternative. But since you're building equity in the home each month, ultimately there is not a homeownership cost premium. It's a couple hundred dollars better on paper in the future to own this home. But I see this difference as immaterial today in this decision makeover process. The difference is so small, it makes our decision easier. By the way, in more expensive markets, these ratios will hold up, but the numbers are just larger. 7. Buying and selling transactions are expensive and eat your profits. When you buy a home, you have closing costs, and when you sell a home, you'll pay a realtor 3 to 6% of the sale price. That's $10,000 to $15,000 added cost for this home, reducing profits in the transaction. So if you move every few years, it rarely makes sense to own a home. From a financial perspective only, on just the merits of these numbers, I personally would lease until I was stable in my career and raising a family. The rest of the time, I would lease homes. There are too many landlords with vacant properties who just want to pay their mortgage. You can make a great deal. 8. There are other important factors we'll now consider, since we know there is no financial savings to either option. I see 4 factors to consider other than money to own a home versus your alternatives, and they are your goals, your flexibility, your interests, and your peace and security. Let's go through them. First, your goals, the why for every big decision. Homeownership isn't really the end goal, it's something bigger. What life goal does homeownership help us accomplish? Is it a certain quality of life, a feeling of stability, a good environment to raise a family, a place to call your own where you decide everything? These are all just feelings, but they are important. Ask yourself what your goal is that is advanced by owning a home. If you cannot easily name a big personal goal that homeownership helps you accomplish, please notice that. You're lacking a primary goal. If advancing your career is your number one goal, I suggest homeownership doesn't advance that number one goal whatsoever. It's a distraction. Let's keep going. Next is flexibility. Are you at a stage in your life where you are fine with being anchored to a piece of real estate? If you need to move, you cannot sell the asset fast and you'll have to get the home ready for sale. That takes time. If you own it, you must live in it and you'll worry about it when you travel. If you value flexibility highly at this stage of your life, or your career may require you to be very flexible, homeownership is not going to help you. It will be a distraction to your flexibility. However, if you are at a stage where you can enjoy permanence and you're in control of your life, then flexibility can be less critical and owning a home can make sense. Next are your interests. Homeownership comes with handyman requirements. There are dozens of tasks for weekends that come with homeownership. Do you like working with your hands and figuring things out for the first time? I love this stuff. It's a good thing because there's always a project to tackle inside or outside my home. If you don't enjoy do-it-yourself tasks like painting, polishing, planting, cleaning gutters, tightening door latches, caulking drafty windows and doors, spraying for insects, and putting out mouse traps, then you're going to be calling other contractors to do those things, which misses the opportunity to enjoy caring for your own home. So you might as well rent and not pay for those things or worry about them. Next is your sense of peace and security. It's not always possible to lease a property at a location that provides quiet and a sense of safety. That is why, for the kid-raising phase, I see home ownership as most justifiable because you can select a neighborhood that provides this comfort. Finding a home to purchase may be the only way to be near a school you want your kids to attend. It all adds up. For me, I know I spend more owning a home, and this is where I justify it: peace and security, a quiet enjoyment of a piece of real estate I purposely selected. However, I can tell you, as my kids are just now in college, I'm growing tired of homeownership and the maintenance that goes with it. And that cost premium is worth less to me because the kids aren't living here now. So we know we don't save money owning a home, but we can own a home when we can afford a realistic budget that includes those unavoidable costs. And when we know the other priorities can justify our homeownership. So the answer to when is the best time to own a home, per our discussion, is when we don't need the flexibility to move quickly, when our career doesn't demand we move often, when we can spend time in the home, when our interests include doing things to the home, so we'll enjoy those things, and finally, when we decide that we want the peace and security that is enhanced by owning a home. Now, that's a lot to think about, but hopefully you have a new decision makeover process for if and when you purchase a home. I must emphasize that you consider the hidden costs and distraction and inflexibility that comes with home ownership. If your career and hobbies are bigger goals at this stage in your life, you will save money, time, and effort by not adding this huge commitment right now. A home is a big commitment, like a child, and you are significantly obligated. It ties up your available credit. If done at the right time, homeownership feels like freedom. If done at the wrong time, on too tight a budget, or when you need to focus upon other things, homeownership will feel like a boat anchor around your neck. Also, never buy a home if your marriage is not rock solid. It's just one more thing that can go wrong. Yet when your partnership is good, your life stage is a fit, and your budget is realistic, happy home buying. How's that for a brutally honest decision makeover? I debated how much detail to add to this podcast, but if you or someone you know are really considering a home purchase, this detail should be helpful. Thank you for joining me for the Decision Makeover podcast. I'm Mike Whitaker. I write extensively on this topic and other big decisions in my book, The Decision Makeover, at barnesandnoble.com or amazon.com or at your local Barnes & Noble store. You can download free portions of the book and helpful exercises from my website, mikewhitaker.com. Now go make today a great day, and we'll see you next time.